Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today at virtualsaguaro.com. Today is the 29th of March, 2015, and we've got a special podcast today. It's about a series of hikes that we took in Patara, Turkey, over the Navruz break. You're going to hear segments by day. We'll put them together in order. There won't be much commentary between them. I think you'll enjoy the viewpoints of our travel, our culture, things that we've enjoyed presenting to you. The actual website will have more links directly to pictures that are on our sharingourjourney.com website. Please go there if you would like to see some beautiful pictures of southern Turkey and our hiking experience. That's it for today. Have a great life. Bye-bye. Okay, let's make a recording of how we started this trip and up to the point where we are here in Kayakoy, Turkey.
Turkey.
Okay, first of all, how'd you find this place?
It's that searching routine where you start out and think, we want to go biking or hiking. We live in Azerbaijan. What would be close by? And then you sort of search and search, and then things kind of come into focus. And so this travel company has booked us 10 days, and we're going to hike for 7, and it's been great. We're on the first day.
I like the name of the travel company, the Middle Earth Travel Company.
Yeah, they've been really, really good. I would recommend them.
Okay, so Wednesday was our first day of holiday. We went to the airport, got to go to the new terminal.
In Baku.
And we had some breakfast while looking over. Explain that part. You're looking down into the baggage.
Yeah, I think that's so cool. Somebody comes in on an airline, and they're collecting their baggage, and the people that are waiting to greet them can wave and say hi. And,
oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So they're waiting for the baggage to go around and around,
right.
And we're up another story, looking down into where they are.
Yeah.
And we're sitting in a coffee lounge, enjoying our coffee and whatever, having tea, and we get to say hi.
I know.
Then
we
run down the escalator to greet them when they come through the doors.
Yep.
Okay. Turkish Azerbaijan Airlines to Istanbul and then to Dalaman Airport.
Dalaman
Airport. Got there about 9 or 10 o'clock and it was kind of late. And then we took a long, rainy car ride to where we are.
Yeah.
Yesterday, which was Thursday, we went on a trek. And we thought we knew where we're going. And we had all these details. And you know,
none of the details really matched very well where we were.
It kind of reminded me of a jigsaw puzzle where you've got a piece of puzzle and it almost fits, but something's not quite right.
Mm.
So as we were going down this beautiful walk, kind of a hike, and following these red dots that were supposedly telling us we're on the right track, we were totally on the wrong road, but we had a great time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we looked over the mountain, looked down on the Mediterranean, beautiful blue water. And
it was a good hike.
Yeah.
And we went through that old abandoned village.
Right.
We'll have to do some more research on that village. It was abandoned when Turkey and Greece had a forced exchange
of people. Right.
And I'm a little unsure of the reason, but it was after World War I.
After the Turkish War of Independence.
Oh, okay. I don't know when that is. We'll have to look that up, too.
Yeah, we need to do some history looking up. But the buildings were ruins from 1400s.
Yes, they were built a long time ago.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. We are currently in a guest house in Karakoy. Very nice. And the lady is a gourmet cook.
Oh. Okay, so dinner last night. It starts with homemade mushroom soup.
Delicious.
Salad with, and then roasted red peppers. Everything grown in her garden.
Yes,
and
right.
made by her.
Yep.
Eggplant on toast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then...
I like the word aubergine. That's kind of cool.
Aubergine, right. Yeah. Okay. And then what was next?
Let's see.
The watercress?
No, I think it was the artichoke.
Oh, right. The biggest artichoke I've ever seen in my
life.
Exactly. With homemade sweet chili sauce and a yogurt sauce.
Yeah, chili. I've never had a homemade chili sauce that was that warm and appropriate for an artichoke.
Yep, we got down to the heart, but we didn't eat the heart.
Are we getting full?
It was huge.
There was a basket of bread, too.
Right. And then was the watercress, which
fresh
was lovely.
Fresh watercress.
Yep. And then homemade pasta in a very light cream sauce.
And the pasta was homemade, and it was left to be maybe a quarter inch thick, so that there were small cubes of pasta, long things or butterflies or whatever, delicious. And she put just a couple pieces of meat, very small, in the center with the cream sauce.
Yep.
And then we were wondering, is she going to bring anything? We could look down the table and see that there was some dessert coming.
Yeah. And
of course, she sprinkled all that little stuff around the edge of the plate.
Oh, it's all about presentation. Just beautiful dishes.
She said when she eats out of one bowl, but when she has other guests, she likes to use lots of dishes.
Yeah.
There were tons of dishes everywhere.
Yeah.
And then
the chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake with some sort of, a quince.
Sauce with tahini and
pistachios.
Yeah.
So you name it, it was on that plate.
Anyway.
Breakfast was just as good the other day, too. They had a tremendous assortment of things.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, we're off to a great start here.
Okay, so at 9 o'clock we leave today. They're going to take us down to that town
called Lycian Way.
And then we'll actually begin our walk. So we had a nice transition yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
How's the feet doing?
Feet are fine.
Yeah.
Muscles a little,
4 or 5 hours.
Sore from yesterday.
Well, it was a pretty good hike. We got to see a cool turtle when we were stopped that one time, crunching around.
Yep, great.
Okay, we'll catch up on what we do today, tomorrow at breakfast.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, I wish you a happy spring today.
Yes, at least we don't have snow like they have at my dad's house on the east coast of the United States.
That's crazy. Okay, it's Saturday morning, and we're in Faralia.
Turkey.
And I'm looking out at an incredibly blue sky, and the sun is just coming up over the mountains. We're on the west side of a mountain range.
And it's cold.
It's cold. We're near a fire. You may hear a crackling in the background once in a while. And we've got a giant buffet breakfast out here in the cold. It's 39 degrees.
It's this desert-y type dry climate where it gets really cold at night and then going up to 67 or so today,
and,
63.
All of the people here working have been working. Good morning. They've been working all night, I guess, cleaning up last night's dinner as well as preparing breakfast for us this morning. There's a huge buffet of vegetables and pickles and honey and muesli and meats and cheeses and all kinds of good stuff. Yep. Anyway, yesterday we hiked, I don't know how many kilometers, it's hard to say.
15, I think.
Something like that. Anyway, it was
not so much the kilometers, it's the whether you're going up or down. And most of it was up or down.
Yeah, there was one flat section near the top. And we didn't get to our path didn't take us to the top of
Baba Dog. Father Mountain.
But up at the top of that mountain, these people launch themselves with the paragliders, and then they glide way out over the Mediterranean, and they end up at a beach down below somewhere. It was a good hike. Met some more German people.
Yeah, maybe they are coming for breakfast.
And, they got loaves of bread already stuck on the tables. Let's see. What about that pancake we had? That was really good.
Oh, that was a Turkish pancake. So it was at a little tiny village, and three older ladies were cooking. They had the dough, and she rolled out the dough really, really paper thin so that it was, a diameter of about, I don't know.
A foot and a half.
And then she had a mixture of greens, like spinach,
probably watercress.
Herbs and stuff, and sprinkled it on that, folded it in half. Then they had a little domed...
They had a gas heater,
a
gas-fired heater underneath a dome, as you're explaining, and the dome was essentially the fry place where they would fry something, but it's a dome, so if things wouldn't work, they would run off. But they laid this dough that was folded over into a pie shape,
right,
very, very thin with all the herbs, and then they kept sprinkling oil and tipping it over several times.
Yeah, it was
so great. It was kind of like fried, I don't know.
Like a quesadilla a little bit.
Yeah, but no cheese in it. Just
I think it had a little tiny bit of cheese.
Maybe, but it was really good, and it was a nice little break. And
yeah, so we had some beautiful views today and didn't get lost, although there were quite a few junctions where we weren't quite sure where to go, but they have little stripes on the rocks. If you see a red stripe next to a white stripe, you know you're on the right path.
Right. If you see a red X, you probably shouldn't be seeing it because you're going down the wrong path.
Right.
And then occasionally they've changed their mind and put some red arrows that you're supposed to follow, but you don't know that. But it's okay. We got here.
Yeah.
Yep. Last night's dinner was fantastic. Each night we stay in a different cabin or hotel. Or last night was a very rustic cabin.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're here next to a fire trying to get warm.
Yeah.
So where we go today?
Oh, today looks like a very full day. We have a 700-meter ascent and 700-meter descent and... Mm. So we're going up an abandoned mule trail and up some mountains and
I've heard it's abandoned because it's because it's so tough that the mules couldn't do it. Now,
this says we climb up a beautiful old mule trail to Alinka with spectacular views over the Yediburin Seven Capes.
Okay, well then that's what we're going to do today. And I think my hand's cold enough for holding this microphone in place that I think it's time to stop recording.
Okay.
So this is Saturday, and we'll catch you up tomorrow. Okay, good morning, world. We are on top of a 750-meter mountain. Is that right? Something like that.
Yep, right overlooking the Mediterranean Sea.
Yes. In fact, I think I can see the whole sea. It's very, very beautiful. We're in a breakfast room where we had dinner last night with a beehive fireplace over in the corner.
Because it's cold in the morning and cold in the evening.
Yeah, great hiking weather. The sun comes out and it's quite beautiful. You'll have to see some of the pictures on the blog site to see the beautiful blue sky and the blue water, how they match. Now, how did we get here yesterday?
Yesterday, I think a couple of words come to mind. One is splendor. I mean, just the absolute immensity of the forest and the mountains and the paths that we took yesterday. And the other is remote. We hiked for, what, 5.5, 6 hours and never saw another person the whole way.
Saw some people working on their houses when we came by some places, but no one on the trail.
Well, and hardly any houses. There were a couple, two small villages maybe, but mostly just mountain trails yesterday, abandoned mule trails.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you about it. An abandoned, many times, as I said yesterday, I can't imagine how a mule could walk where we walked. I mean, it's just astounding. I mean, it's like sometimes it was all two hands and 2 feet to get over some of these boulders. And I guess they needed the mule trail to get up to this mountain where we are.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't a road at that time.
Right. Yeah, the only part of yesterday that I didn't like so much were some of those scree falls.
Yeah.
Where the landslide had knocked all the rocks down and you had to kind of scrabble across
those. The one really crazy place was where these large boulders hit and smaller, hand-sized stones were making a 45-degree angle downward. But the hard part was where the soil had eroded on top of it.
Yeah.
And there just wasn't any footholds.
Right.
That was a little, be careful, really careful.
Right, right. But most of it was absolutely breathtakingly beautiful.
Yeah. And occasionally we come near a civilization and we found a few goats wandering around. They had little tags in their ears, but they were miles from any place that we could see. They're just out goating around.
So our room is a tiny little room, big enough for a double bed and open up a couple of suitcases on the floor.
I know what our thing, it reminds me of, was it Roger Miller? an 8x12 four-bedroom.
four-bit room,
yes.
Yeah, but anyway, it's got two sliding glass doors that look straight out over the Mediterranean Sea. So mm-hmm. you wake up in the morning and smack right in your face is the
water.
Yeah,
beautiful sunset last night with the pinks and the blues.
Yep.
Okay, today we're going to go down the paved road for a short while.
Yeah.
Possibly take another hiking path.
Down to the beach, maybe.
Down to the beach. Get some elevation lost, then we have to elevation gain back up.
Uh-huh. And then end up at another little village somewhere.
Yeah. Well, how about last night's dinner? Can we talk about last night's dinner?
Oh, yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was good.
We came into this breakfast nook. We're the only ones here. We're before the season. You know, in April, more and more hikers will be coming by this place.
Yeah, we're a bit early.
And so we moved the table next to the beehive fireplace. Mm-hmm. And out comes this great mushroom soup. I ordered an extra little bit of chili, and I could see the man was happy because he must be a fellow chili eater. let's see. What was next after the soup?
It was
kind of a green salad, minced.
Salad and bread.
Bread. And then came out the most amazing pea pods and potatoes in kind of a Mexican tomato sauce or something. I don't know what to call it. It was delicious.
It was good.
We could have stopped there, but
I thought that was dinner.
Yeah. Dinner for us normally. And then came some absolutely perfectly cooked little small chunks of chicken.
Yeah, with onions and...
Yeah, and I was thinking, we were both thinking that perhaps that chicken was one of the ones used to go around the yard here, because there's chickens and goats and cows and every kind of animal around here.
Yeah, it must be the season for baby goats, because they're playing and jumping and running all over the place.
They had a great time. Okay, so the sun's climbed up, it's gotten warm, and we'll probably be leaving shortly.
Yep.
And what's our next town?
G-E-Y.
G-E, that's the name of the town?
Yeah,
G-E-Y.
G-E-Y.
Okay, we'll call it G-E. Okay, we'll catch you again tomorrow. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to talk today about our trip from Alinka to Gay in G-E-Y. Mm-hmm. It's in Turkey. Mm-hmm. And I hear it's hot here in the summertime.
Wow, we hear it's really hot here in the summertime.
We met these two, a lady and a gentleman, who were making a long circular walk, and one was from Scotland and one was from England. They've been married for dozens of years.
But they live here.
They live here, yeah, and they speak the Turkish language, and they just chose to retire here. Mm-hmm. And they were saying it gets to over 50 degrees centigrade, which is 120 plus degrees Fahrenheit in the summer. And you see olive trees around here and cactus and rocks. Mm-hmm. So I don't... What do the people do? I can't imagine that.
Well, hopefully you get a sea breeze.
Right. Okay. So Alinka was at the culmination of 750 meters high. And a great little spot. We really enjoyed it, especially that heater that we could turn on.
Yeah, that was nice.
Had a great breakfast, recorded the day before activity. And
So we started down the road.
Yeah, and it's basically down, like you say, down the road. We use a regular highway. We didn't see a car in sight.
Right.
And kind of a bunch of switchbacks and some pine trees, and there was water.
Oh,
and
beautiful views out over the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Beautiful stunning. Views. It was sunny, beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful actually looking back at the trees in the forest and the rock faces and things like that. And let's see, we walked along, then what did we do?
Then we got to that point where they have that huge cistern the Ottoman Byzantine times.
Yes.
In a beautiful field.
Yeah, and by the way, these cisterns are self-filling. They would terrace little ditches in the slopes of the soil, and then that water would run through a hole in the side of a circular, large, I guess you'd say masonry. It wasn't concrete, but it was certainly block and stone and whatever. And down deep, they would dig a hole. And so the water would fall in this hole, and then they would have a way to put buckets or other things in there to bring water out or overflow to feed the animals, as well as to where this cistern was on the side of the road. It appears that they grew wheat. Mm-hmm. And many hundreds of years ago, they grew wheat.
And there have been cisterns, you know, regularly all through our walks. But I imagine it's so hot here that they're collecting all the water during the rainy time when they can.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But speaking of wheat, you heard something about where we went, the cistern, we're going to go down to the beach.
Okay, so now we're at the point where we're going to go down to the beach.
Okay,
so
we're leaving the highway.
So we have to go down 400 meters.
Okay, down to the beach.
Right.
The gorgeous-looking beach from the top.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, you know, the
tri-colored
turquoise
colors
of the Mediterranean. Anyway, it was switchback, zigzag. You know, it was okay.
Pines,
it was just down and down
Manzanita,
and down and down
oak.
And down. Yep. And got to the bottom of this gorgeous little secluded beach. The only thing that surprised us was from the top, it looked like white sand. When you got down there, it was all white rock.
White polished rock. Beautiful roundish rocks from little tiny pebble size to bowl hand size.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And hard to walk on. I felt
like I was in those
Tai Chi stones in China.
Yeah. We did a little bit of wading. The water was actually not that cold. I mean, if you've swam in the Atlantic at the beginning of the summer season, it was kind of like that in the North Atlantic.
Around this area, there were several remnants of stone houses and a couple back up a little ways. And apparently that's where some of the people would stay. When the ships came, they would... Okay, the tax collectors, we'll put it that way, would come into this place by ship, park for a while somehow, walk up to the top, or the citizens had to walk down.
Yeah, I don't know which.
Probably, and pay their taxes based on their wheat harvest.
Right.
And then I guess it'd be the Romans. I don't know who they're paying tax to.
Right.
And then they would take off. So this is kind of a small lagoon, a nice little sheltered area.
Right.
So we did see some remnants, and of course, then we get to go back up.
Yeah, so this was kind of the only time we've retraced our steps, but you know, they told us if you go down, you retrace your steps up.
Yeah.
And that was okay. Again, it was just up and up and up and up.
I was sure glad to get to the top, though. My feet were tired.
Yeah.
And they were hot, and I can't imagine hiking here in the summertime.
No.
It must be unbearable.
No, I'm happy that we're here, even though it's cold at night. Okay, so then we walked back over to the cistern, and we saw
our two girls from Germany
that we've seen on and off now for the past
3 days.
3 days.
Didn't see them today.
No,
I don't know where they went today. They were totally camping out, all of their equipment on their back and whatever.
The tent and everything. Yeah.
We heard a day ago that they were coming here to stock up at the market. Well, there's not much at this market.
No, it's great for junk food. We stocked up on junk food, but I don't know about them.
Well, those are high-quality salted peanuts. I wouldn't call those junk food. Now, the chocolate-coated wafers, they kind of get into that area.
But yes, for them, I don't think they had a lot of real food.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they got enough dry food to get to it's Patina. Or Pantera?
No, they're not going there.
They're not going there, but if they may have to go there just to get some good food. Who
Whatever.
Knows?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so we end up here in the evening at
We're in a little village,
mm-hmm.
You know, little paved street and little houses around in a very, very rustic little bed and breakfast.
Yep, you see a tractor or two sometimes in a sheltered area. You see there's a mosque that, last night there was a wedding. We didn't know what it was.
Yeah, there was just lots of music.
Firecrackers and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Fireworks and music till pretty late at night. So the next morning, the gentleman told us it was a wedding.
Well, if there was a wedding going on after a few minutes, I was zonked out. So I'm not
sure tired last night.
What was going on. Okay, that was the end of that day. And
Yep.
Okay, talk to you later.
You could look as far as you can see, and all you see is this valley that you keep going down and down and down.
And hoping that you see a little red and yellow marker once in a while on a rock to tell you that you're still in the right ravine.
Yeah, that path was very well marked.
Yeah. With fresh paint, too.
Yeah, they did a really nice job. So we got to a little village called Sidima.
Sidima, okay. Tell me about Sidima.
It is an ancient village. It predates the Romans around here.
And that's
right. The peoples were called the Lycians, we found out. And they were a matriarchal society.
Yep.
Women had a big part of their culture, but they were also known to be fierce warriors.
Well, probably not the women were the warriors, but
probably
the men
not.
Were the warriors.
Right.
But you're right. Then they were such fierce warriors that after two battles with the Romans decided to say, look, you can keep this territory. Just pay us some taxes,
right,
and you can govern yourself, and that's just fine with us.
Yeah, we'll leave you alone as long as you just give us our taxes. And right.
Although, according to Breya, who we learned this from, it wasn't long until, 50, 100 years go by, and everybody's intermingled anyway.
Right.
Because at this place, what was the name of that word again? The name of the
Cinema.
Town? Cinema. There were some Roman ruins.
Yeah, a lot.
How on earth they lifted all those heavy rocks, not rocks, carved monuments and the tops of mausoleums tons and tons. I don't know how they did that.
I know. And the stones were cut so beautifully and laid together so nicely. And apparently Turkey has many more archaeological sites than they do money to keep them that way.
Yeah.
So this is one that is recognized as an archaeological site, but they haven't done anything with it.
Well, and as she pointed out, the archaeological site is on top of another archaeological site.
Right. So the actual village today is built on a lot of the foundations of ancient pre-Roman civilizations.
Yeah. And speaking of Breya, her house was called Cinema Homes.
Cinema Homes.
Cinema Homes. And we don't have its website on this oral part of the podcast, but we'll have it on the physical website along with her business card, so you need a place to stay for a bed and breakfast or a long-term stay.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating young lady from
Canada.
Canada, who speaks Turkish and is a Turkish citizen now, and is working with the local community to allow them to know that it's good to have lesser expensive hotels and more expensive ones.
Right.
To hit the different clientele that comes through.
Right. Yeah, she was lovely. We stopped and had tea with her and her partner.
Fatma.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. And she gave us lots of the local history and so on.
Yeah.
That was really enjoyable. Plus, it was really good to sit down and have tea and warm up because at that time we were a bit damp and cold.
Not only damp and cold, but just past eating. You just sort of, you put one foot in front of the other, but it's not a happy foot when you're really tired and you're low on your energy. So then we wolfed down those two sandwiches like they didn't count.
Right. Yeah.
Then we began coming home on the other side of the mountain, and we decided to walk around the mountain on a public road.
Right.
But it took an hour and a half easily to get off the mountain.
Right.
Down to the north side where we did walk on the road for a while. Until
a young man in a car said, "Are you going to Gay?" And we said, "Yes." And he said, "Would you like a ride?" And we said, "Yeah."
Yeah. As Anne was pushing and shoving me out of the way to get in that car, I knew that she meant, "Yes, I want a ride."
Well, I was doubly glad when he was driving because he went up that pass and it just kept going up and up and up and up. And I thought, oh my gosh, we would have been walking for another 2 hours. It would have been dark. And
yes.
And anyway, so
we get home and the sky is just as gray and started drizzling again. However, we're home, and it was really great.
Yep.
We just feasted on a wonderfully cooked dinner. I can't even tell you all the stuff that was here
all
besides
all kinds of vegetarian things tonight.
Yeah,
it
mushroom
wonderful.
Soup and fried leaves and that eggplant with the mixture that was put into it.
Yeah.
That
but
was
the,
delicious.
But the stuff that tasted Indian, that was really
delicious. Oh, yeah, with
delicious.
The little white sauce?
Yeah.
Well, we inhaled that, that's for sure. Okay, so this is the end of, what day of the week are we now?
I don't know.
Monday? Or Tuesday.
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway.
That's a nice thing about vacation.
Yeah. Well, we've forgotten what time it is and day it is, so we hope you're having a good listening. We'll now record something that happened yesterday before we forget it.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, today we're going to record what happened on Tuesday the 24th. March, and you'll hear in the background today, we're in a nice restaurant, coffee shop, or what you call this?
Well, it's the restaurant that's attached to our pension, where we're staying.
Right. So what you're going to hear, and we're the only ones tonight, but he said in just a matter of a couple of weeks, this place will be full.
A couple of days. Yeah.
So it's we're just ahead of the season. I'm looking out and seeing lemons that have been on the tree for 1 year. We learned that lemons can stay on a tree for a year. But wait a minute, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Okay, we were in the city of Gay.
Right, and it was that cold.
Oh, we had so many blankets.
We had a huge, huge duvet and two, like, horse blankets.
Well, they were horse
and
blankets.
And then if you put something over your head, it was okay, because we were just in a little wooden
It was a backpacker's
cabin.
And it wasn't meant for wintertime. Not any intense at all.
And I don't know, you snuggled under the blankets and it was okay. Yeah, and they had a little heater in the restaurant. If you sat real close to the heater, it would sort of
radiant.
Warm one side of you.
It didn't stop us from enjoying our food.
No, it was great.
Wolfing our meals down.
Right.
Okay, so we left in the morning. A car drove us to the city that we're in now,
which is Patara.
Patara is an ancient Roman area, actually before Romans.
The Lycians.
Lycians. It goes a long way back. And you may have heard us say Lycian Way, but since we've been down here, we realize it's called the Lycian Way.
Right.
So Lycian, Lycian, whatever it is, that's what we're doing. Okay, so we go through the mountains a little bit, a bunch of curves. We go past Sidima. We don't see the town that we hiked in the previous day, but it's up in the mountains.
Right.
And all of a sudden, as we're coming into this long valley, there were rows and rows, solid rows of greenhouses.
Hundreds and hundreds.
As far as the eye could see, just this enormous valley, and you'll see some of those pictures on our website.
Right. They grow huge amounts of tomatoes that export to Russia.
Right. And the Russians really appreciate the organic produce, so there's strong specifications that we've learned. On production and the use of chemicals or not use of chemicals. Quite nice.
Yep.
Okay, so we get to our pension,
right.
Which sounds funny. It's pension. It's
bed and breakfast.
Bed and breakfast. And the host takes us out to our first hike.
Right.
Okay, so where'd we go?
So we went, he dropped us off at the Roman Aqueduct, and I'll let you talk about the aqueduct.
Well, I can't talk enough about the engineering.
Just watch the time.
All you can say is that as you stand near these enormous boulders, looks like boulders to me, but obviously they're not, because the supports were all hand-fitted. The stones just fit beautifully. And up on the top of it were these square-cut stones with round holes in the middle and a lip on one side and a recess on the other, so you could put these things together.
So you're basically making a pipe out of stone.
A pipe out of stone,
and
yes.
And the diameter would be about, what, 8 or 9 inches, you'd say?
Yes, the inside pipe diameter. And they brought water. And this aqueduct, when you think about aqueducts, they're usually open and water flows on a horizontal, and you have locks and you drop the water down another foot or two and then you go horizontally. But this particular aqueduct actually brought water down the hill and up the other side, and because of that, there's a lot of water pressure wanting to sneak out all of these seams. And so that's what they call it, hydraulic mortar that the Romans invented, so that you didn't have these water leaks, but then you had this natural siphon capacity, and they brought the water 22 kilometers from the nearest mountainside to support the community here.
Yeah.
And our next small podcast for what we did yesterday, we'll talk about all the people who lived here.
Right, in the Roman or Lycian times.
Lycian times, right. And the amphitheaters and the granaries.
Yeah, well, that's coming.
This is amazing. So we really enjoyed walking on that section. It wasn't the longest hike.
No, and it was very easy as far as there weren't a lot of ups and downs. It was a big wide path. It was kind of more like walking than hiking.
Yeah. And we got to see some shepherds. We got to see sheep or goats, and still kind of a lack of wildlife, though. We did see some turtles.
Turtles.
Yeah, they were really nice. Anyway, let's see. What else?
Okay, so we came back into town, and it's a lovely little resort town. And it's like the whole town is getting ready for a big party. Mm-hmm. And I guess the party is the opening of the tourist season,
yes.
Which I guess is about a week away. And so they're filling pools and setting up stores and
building shelves.
Yeah,
we were the first customer in a
little trinket shop.
Yes, and he was so happy to tell us that we were the first customer for the season.
Yeah.
Bought some refrigerator magnets and things that you do. You know, we didn't buy any postcards. We'll have to get a couple of postcards.
Yeah. Okay.
So in the background here, you may have heard cars, you may have heard mosques, roosters, people talking, television. Anyway, we're enjoying our breakfast and we're going out today to hike another hike.
Okay. Okay, so it's Wednesday, the 25th.
25th.
And we are still in Patara.
We're going to be in Patara tomorrow from the 25th also.
Right.
Which is
right.
Today.
Right, yep.
Okay. What did we do yesterday? I remember
we had a nice leisurely breakfast, right?
Mm-hmm. And filled up our water bottles.
Yep, and got a sack lunch.
Oh, yes, they gave us a nice sack lunch. And yep. Then we decided to go to the beach by way of climbing up a mountain.
Right, but to the big sand dunes.
Sand dunes, right.
Right, okay. So we left the hotel and up the draw. And
going up the draw, we bumped into the friendliest dog that we know.
Yeah.
This dog followed us for miles and miles.
He stayed with us for the next 3 hours.
Yeah.
And until we were maybe a kilometer or two from home, and
from
then I don't
home?
Know where he went.
No, I think he found some more friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so as we go up the hill, we see the footings of many future homes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether they're ever going to get built, I don't know.
Oh, but this country is just full of rocks, as far as rocks in the soil and the piles of rocks, big, big boulders that they have to take out to make the footings for the home are pretty impressive.
Yeah, like maybe two or three people arms worth of boulders, a circumference.
Yeah.
Okay, so we saw all those things. We walked and we found a pine forest.
Right.
Really nice, beautiful
little pine forest.
And you would not know you were in Turkey. You could be anywhere in a pine forest.
Yeah.
It was just a beautiful.
Forest is a pine forest.
Although it's right next to the Mediterranean up on a bluff.
Right.
So then we got to walk in some beautiful sand, beautiful sand dunes, and watch the little curves and undulations in the sand.
Right.
Then we
went down to the
watched
water.
The dog run crazy down the sand dunes.
I've never seen a dog with so much energy.
Okay, so we walked along the beach.
It was very, very, very windy. Yep. We were had a headwind. Yep.
And
beautiful beach, not a person on the beach as far as you can see in either direction.
And
white sand beach.
There were a couple tracks from a car and from a motorcycle and a couple other walkers.
Right.
We didn't see them. When people are here for the beach season, they will be not going the way we went.
It'd be too hot.
It'd be too hot.
Right.
The season here goes from like April until maybe end of May? By end of May.
Yeah, I think a lot of people come here in the summer.
Even though it's extremely hot.
It's extremely hot, but you can be by the beach. And,
right. You got air conditioning.
Right.
Yeah, and
right.
You got lots of water. It seems like every hotel around here has a pool.
And advertises air conditioning.
Yeah exactly. Yeah. Spelled English-wise and spelled non-English-wise. We've seen lots of spelling.
Okay, and then we climbed up to the Roman ruins.
Wow.
It's hard to describe, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the best luck we had yesterday was coming in the backside and not seeing the ruins all over the valley.
We saw them from the hill.
We came from the beach side and climbed up this mountain to this marker up on top, and then all of a sudden saw the amphitheater sitting right in front of us.
Yeah.
Where we ate some lunch and just sat at the top of it and marveled at the amount of work it takes. Oh. Every single stone was hand cut.
Yeah, this is an amphitheater that would seat 6,000 people.
Yeah, 6,000 people, not even counting the actors and actresses and people down at the bottom.
Right, orchestra.
Exactly. Yeah. And behind this amphitheater, they had also reconstructed, as part of Turkish government, the meeting area. Which was a smaller amphitheater with walls around it.
But it had beautiful white stone.
Yeah. Well, that's probably what this other one looked like, but this one was a restored one. What did they call it? The Council's Lycian Council or something.
Yeah.
And really nice.
Yeah, and they, you know, but you saw, it was interesting because you saw many remains of a whole town. So you saw places where the baths were. You saw, you know, a main street with granite columns on one side and marble columns on the other side.
That was unusual. We'll have to figure out why they did that. Because it was certainly a stark contrast.
Right, and, you know, remains of a granary and a lighthouse and...
Well, and embattlements and tombs and across the little water area. I guess this was a port at one time.
Right.
You'd not be able to bring a ship up to it now.
Right.
There was a lighthouse, a stadium, and something else.
Oh, and the three arches as you came into the village.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. We call it three arches, and they call it four pillars. depends on how you look at this thing. Again, go to the website, and you'll see a lot of these pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And you may say, well, it's just a typical Roman ruin. You go, when you really are here, and you take some moments to spend a couple hours, you just stand with your jaw open and say, how do you cut stones? How do you move tons of rock? Mm-hmm. And one rock weighs tons.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get it up onto the top of that thing, whatever you're building? You know, how do you keep water in an aqueduct that's level 50 feet above your head?
Yeah.
It was just astounding.
Yeah, they were amazing engineers.
Yeah, to this day.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was most of yesterday, right?
Oh, and then we got a massage.
Oh, yes. We've been, ever since China, we've been looking for some affordable massage. We met Mr. Golden Hands.
Yeah.
That was his trade name. And this man probably had hands that could crush olives and make olive oil.
He was a big man. It was very lovely.
Yeah, it was good. So that was yesterday.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about today later.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, well, we've got a special podcast because being here has been a treat for us here at Patara. But part of the treat of being here was the fact that we felt so at home.
And welcomed.
And welcomed, yeah. Mm-hmm. The food is excellent. The family atmosphere is fantastic. And I have with us today Becker.
Yes.
Thank you for coming and listening to us. And
you're welcome.
And he's also taking care of our transportation and takes us out to hikes and things like that. How much difficulty is there to manage a hotel?
How can I say that? It's difficult because you interest, when it's full, you interest with lots of people. But if you like it, it's not difficult for me. So
that's true, isn't it?
If you like your job, I mean, I like this job, talking with the people, interest with their holiday. If they are happy in their holiday, I'm happy. So,
and I imagine you get people from all over the world here.
Yes. Yeah. So all over the world, people comes for hiking, for staying long, or so. It's always different people and different culture, different style. And I like it.
Yeah, I imagine young people, older people, everyone. Yeah.
How many different languages of people come?
I never counted that, but mainly English, German, French, Italian.
Oh, okay. Well, we're one of those.
Yeah.
I saw you filling the pool.
Yes.
You don't have it in the winter.
We don't use it in winter. We open like end of March or beginning of April. Depends on the customer starts come.
Mm-hmm.
And we open it. And the weather, of course.
And the weather. What is your busy season? It starts in April. People come.
Yeah.
When do people stop coming?
Stop coming like end of October or beginning of November.
Oh.
So people come even when it's very, very hot here.
Yeah, that's our busy season. Middle of July till end of August is the busiest time.
Okay, even though it's hot, they like to go to the beach and...
Beach, they do some activities, excursions around here.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of activities in summer is possible, so...
Yeah, I saw you could take boat rides and horseback riding.
Motorcycle rides.
Oh, canoeing,
Swimming.
Yeah, lots of things you can do around here. Uh-huh. In the river, canoeing, in sea kayak.
Right.
Boat trip in a few places, so there are lots of activities and canyon. like this. So
is this a well-known place in Turkey?
Patara? Not really.
Not in Turkey, but
it's getting popular.
Other people come from other
places.
Yeah. And where did you learn to speak your English so well?
At school, when I was in fourth grade, I started to learn English.
Okay.
But I was lucky because when I was born, there were tourists, lots of. So I was always in contact with tourists.
Oh,
yes,
that's right.
Right. So, yes, because this guest house was originally your father's.
Yes.
Did he start it?
Yes, he started in 1986.
Okay.
So I was born 1989. 26 years I have been living with tourists.
Then you know the business very well.
Yes. Yeah.
Do most students in Turkey learn English?
Yeah, first main languages, foreign languages is English.
Okay.
Then you can choose German, French, Russian, like this.
Mm-hmm.
Are there many dialect languages of Turkish? Or just Turkish?
It's Turkish, but there are different dialects around Turkey. Black Sea region, they have different. And this coast is different, and the east is different. Mm-hmm. So.
But understandable by everyone.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not like Baku. We can understand them, but it's a bit difficult.
Yeah. Well, we don't understand them at all. We're still learning lots of things.
Right.
Okay, well, we'll put this on the internet, and you can share it with you. Do you want to speak some Turkish?
No, it's getting difficult.
Just say it's a beautiful day today.
Çok güzel bir gün.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, let's pretend that today is Thursday, the 26th of March. We really aren't in Turkey at the moment. We're finishing up the podcast back here in Baku. But on the 26th, we had a nice walk.
Oh, we had a beautiful walk. It went all along the coast on that old road. It was an easy walk.
Yes.
There were some ups and downs, but nothing like we'd been doing previously.
Right. The Becker took us in the car over to the aqueduct.
Mm-hmm.
We walked on the north side of the aqueduct around the corner to Patara. The first time. This time we went around on the ocean side, and as Anne said, it was really much prettier, not as steep, and there were more evidence of people. There was actually some homes here or there, and there was a guest house down near the beach. And
But it was still pretty quiet. Although this was our last day of hiking, and we met more people on the last day than we had met our entire trip before.
Yeah, and guess what country they came from?
Uh-huh. Every single person we met hiking was from Germany.
Right. It must be their season to leave Germany and come down to Turkey.
Yeah, but the one gentleman we met was very unique. He was a Triple Crown hiker.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Which means in the United States, he's hiked the Pacific Crest Trail, the Appalachian Trail, and
the Central Rocky Trail, or the one that goes down the Rockies. It's 2,000 miles long.
Yeah, so these are huge, hugely long trails.
Yeah, like 150 days he was out on one of the trails.
On the Pacific Crest.
We just said, well, how'd you get so much time to go hiking? He says, oh, my boss gave me some time off.
Yeah.
Or he said he wasn't working. He saved up his money,
right.
And he had walked those three trails anyway. Okay, so we take that hike on Thursday. We end up looking at the Roman ruins from a different mountain. Got some nice pictures. Come into town. Didn't have our dog with us today.
No.
He probably found his way home from the ruins the day before. And bought some trinkets and some postcards. And as it's not raining, but you could tell that things were changing
drizzling,
a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of drizzly. Two young girls from Germany happened to show up to along the street. We asked them where they're staying, and there's not many places open at the moment in the little city. They ended up at the same place. We had a nice dinner with them, and that's about it for that day. Oh, we met two more people from Germany they had hired a car, and then they went from city to city and just hiked around that area.
Right.
Either Cologne or Koblenz. In either case, we knew those cities very well.
Right.
It was nice to say hi.
Yeah.
Okay, so Thursday night, I woke up and I could hear the thunderstorms. It was really, really raining. We had to leave at 5 in the morning. Our driver was ready, picked us up, took us all the way to Dalaman Airport.
Dalaman, yeah.
And it had a problem with its plane leaving because it had a bird strike on the way in, and they had to inspect an engine or something to make sure that there wasn't anything wrong. Off to Istanbul.
Istanbul, and then a quick switch to the plane to Baku, and
yep.
Here we are.
Here we are in Baku. I think it's, as you've said, was one of our best and most fun and relaxing vacations.
Yeah, you know, we talked about, okay, we had clean air. We had fresh water straight from the mountainside.
Mm-hmm.
We had beautiful scenery. We had exercise. We had lots and lots of fresh, very simple food.
Every day,
And tons of sleep, because it was cold up there in the mountains, so
and,
you go to bed early.
And some ointment rubbed on the tired legs at night.
Yeah, yeah. So what more could you want?
Anyway, so that ends this vacation, and we hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you're ever down in Patara, Turkey, be sure and look up the Middle Earth Travel Company.
Right.
They did a great job in organizing all of this.
Yeah, you can look that up online.
And if you're listening to the podcast, be sure and go to the virtualsaguaro.com website. You can see more information. It also links over to sharingourjourney.com, where Anne has placed a day-by-day blog of everything we've done, along with the great pictures. So, thank you very much, and
all right, have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.